Arrested Development, another Fox series up for an Emmy, won't be returning, even though it's won Emmys each of its previous two seasons, once for Outstanding Comedy Series and once for Best Comedy Writing. But it is available on DVD, all of it, so there's still a way to enjoy series creator Mitchell Hurwitz's twisted take on family dynamics. The show stars Jason Bateman as Michael Bluth, the only sane person in a family of eccentrics, egomaniacs, self-deluded showbiz wannabes, embezzlers, and adulterers. Arrested Development boasted a large cast of terrific comedy actors, including Jeffrey Tambor as George Bluth Sr., the family patriarch who was sent to prison for his illegal dealings in the construction industry. Here's a clip in which Bateman as Michael and Tambor as his father discuss possible courtroom gambits in the father's upcoming trial.
Now listen, we can't just go in there and plead not guilty. We have to have someone big behind us, our own private Matlock. So I made some calls and I got him.
Got who?
Andy Griffith. Now, you never saw Matlock.
Not a real attorney, Dad.
Now for 10 grand, he'll actually sit behind us in court and read the paper. For 15, he'll actually sit at the defense table. For $20,000, he'll twice lean forward and whisper something in your ear. White suit, that's extra.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
The juries love him.
That's just it, Dad. There won't be a jury because we are pleading guilty.
I am not guilty. I didn't want to tell you this. Are you ready for the bombshell?
Andy Griffith wasn't the bombshell?
I'm a patsy. I was set up by the Brits. A group of British builders operating outside the OC contacted me for a partnership to build homes overseas. I did not know they meant Iraq.
We've got a picture of you with Saddam Hussein.
I thought that was the guy who played the soup Nazi.
Come on.
I told him how much I liked his work.
Last year, Mitchell Hurwitz accepted his second Emmy for Arrested Development. The Academy has twice rewarded us, he told the TV viewers at home, for something you people won't watch. When I spoke to Mitchell Hurwitz last year, I began with the ratings issue. I actually think of Arrested Development. I've been a TV critic for so long. I remember the first year of Cheers, where at the end, at one point in its first season, it was the lowest rated program in all of television. And
yeah, I remember that.
And it was such a great show. And you just had to say, there's nothing wrong with the people making the show. There's nothing wrong with the show. There's something wrong with the audience finding it, and I sort of feel that about Arrested Development. And I'm on the outside. What do you feel like?
Well, there's
inside?
A great deal wrong with us personally. If that's if you're you know, I mean, there's a lot of drinking. I think that's a negative. You know, there are many theories on why this doesn't have a bigger audience. There was so much initial positive press that very generously said that it was a smart show. Which is a very nice thing to say, but I think it may have put people off and made them feel like, well, I don't want to be preached to, or I don't want to watch something that's unfunny and subtle. And really, you know, our delivery on this show is very dry. The stories themselves and the comedy itself is very broad. So I have always felt that we do have the right combination to get a big audience, but it just, for whatever reason, hasn't hit that zeitgeist and hasn't been promoted in such a way that people understand what we're selling here.
The show is almost always described as smart, but it's also dense.
Yes, it's dense. It's dense. Myself and the other writers all come from situation comedy. And in situation comedy, you know, you're working in front of an audience, you're getting laughs, but you're only really able to get 3 laughs per page. And we've all done that for a while, and this has really been an opportunity to just pack in as much comedy as we can because we don't have to hold for laughs. But, you know, the hope is that we can tell stories about characters that aren't stock characters by showing, you know, the inconsistencies within the character. Whereas in situation comedy, oftentimes you can only tell one story. A character just becomes a dumb character or a greedy character or a selfish character. And hopefully these characters are more nuanced, although just as absurd. You know, we don't have a formalized rehearsal period, but if we get on a set at 8 o'clock, we're up and lit and ready to shoot at 8:10, and you know you can run the scene 14 or 15 times, and that's really where the comedy comes from. And particularly in a family piece, you know, that's where people really start to interact and overlap and learn each other's rhythms. Look, the tough thing about this show is that it does reward those who pay attention. And my feeling has always been that there is a market for that kind of thing. I know I'm that kind of TV viewer. I love studying The Sopranos and Curb Your Enthusiasm and The Office, you know, both the British and the American one. And so although that The Office has a very different tempo, obviously, than this show. So, you know, in a funny way, we often feel that we're really making a show for the new technology here. We're making a show for TiVo, and we're making a show for DVD. And it really becomes, you know, part of our objective in making this thing. Particularly now that we see that, all right, these numbers are kind of staying where they are, and yet the DVDs appear to be selling pretty well. So it becomes this new challenge, whereas when I started writing television, much of it was disposable. There is kind of the feeling that this might stick around for a while. So we're encouraged to put as much in as we can while they're giving us the keys to the building, you know.
Mitchell Hurwitz, talking to me last fall. Arrested Development is up for an Emmy Sunday as Outstanding Comedy Series. I'm David Bean Cooley, and this is Fresh Air.